Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. Well, it turns out he might not want to return to Baltimore after all, even if it means taking less than a fully guaranteed contract. Let's dive into this Lamar Jackson situation from all angles here on a Wednesday edition of Locked On NFL.
You are Locked On NFL, your daily NFL podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi again, and welcome in to Locked On NFL. He's Tony Wiggins. I'm James Rapine, and we are going to discuss the Lamar Jackson situation, the saga, from every angle because, one, I think it's the biggest surprise of free agency. And so let's dive into that. Thank you so much for making us your first listen. But before we get into Lamar Jackson, today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. If you've ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your own football franchise, then this game is definitely for you. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up in the App Store. Our listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code LOCKEDON in all capitals in the game. And Tony, let's dive in here because it's really interesting. The Lamar Jackson situation in Baltimore, we know it. They put the non-exclusive franchise tag on him. And when that happened, I thought, he is gone. He is out of there. There's going to be so many teams interested. And, well, that was a long time ago. It feels like light years ago, centuries ago, right, when it comes to NFL circles. Lamar Jackson hasn't met with any teams that we're aware of. And according to Pro Football Talk, does not, and Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, does not want to return to Baltimore. I'm not shocked by this, but it's getting loonier and crazier to me, Lamar Jackson and his situation with the Ravens.
No doubt about it. It has gotten to a place where I did not think it was going to get to, and that is that he's probably not going to play there. And if they don't, if they aren't able to work out a deal with anyone else, well, he just totally doesn't come to camp and is willing to just sit it out. But I saw a tweet that our own Eric Crocker of Locked On 49ers, I saw a tweet that he said something where somebody talked about Lamar, and then he mentioned that Stephen A. Smith had long reported that Lamar doesn't want a fully guaranteed contract. So apparently the tweet was about him not wanting a guaranteed deal and him not wanting to go back to Baltimore, that he's just done with it. I think that's just a signal out to teams that might be scared off because they think this narrative exists that he wants all of his money guaranteed, like in cash and $10 bills or something. I think what happened, what that is no, I'm available. I don't want it fully guaranteed. I don't know who told y'all that. But see, that's where an agent would have came into play. But I think we're not going to start seeing maybe a little bit of movement on that front.
Yeah, I think the reason I think it's the biggest surprise of free agency, and when I say that, I'm sure people are like, ah, with his injury history, no way. He wants too much money. He doesn't have an age. All of these things, all of these factors. This quarterback class has no clear one.
Right.
It doesn't. And the reason why Dalton Schultz, all this is market-based. All you have to do is just look around. And Dalton Schultz had to go to Houston, to the Texans. No disrespect to Locked On Texans. No one wants to go to Houston, though. Guess why he had to go to Houston on a one-year deal? Because no one wanted Dalton Schultz because they see all these young tight ends in this draft class. Mm-hmm. And there's suddenly a lot of awesome tight ends. Last year, CJ Uzama was a hot commodity. All of these free agent tight ends were hot commodities. Why? Because it was much leaner from a draft standpoint at the tight end position. And that's just one of the many examples of, you look at it now and you're like, okay, well, there's no one. There's no top dog at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And yet you have the Carolina Panthers moving mountains to get the top pick. You have the Houston Texans set to take a quarterback at number two, and the Colts probably taking a quarterback at four. I mean, the list goes on. Maybe the Cardinals trade. There's so many teams that could use a franchise quarterback, and it's Lamar Jackson. And I know there's an injury history. It's still Lamar Jackson. And you could say, oh, you have to play a certain way, and all of these things are whatever, man. I would rather play that way than Matt Ryan, or I'd rather play that way than Carson Wentz, or play that way than you know, have a quarterback battle between these retread type guys. Like, I am surprised that no team has gone all in on Lamar Jackson or gotten even close, especially, and this is the important part of the Mike Florio report, if he does not want a fully guaranteed contract, which you're saying, Stephen A. Smith also saying that. If that's the case, then I don't know what the NFL is doing, and all these GMs need to get their head out of their rear ends, because Lamar Jackson is still Lamar Jackson. He would be the best quarterback in the NFC South right now, regardless of who the Panthers draft, and I don't care who Derek Carr's throwing to. Yep. He would be the best quarterback on a lot of these teams, and one of them is going to get a steal. Maybe it ends up being Baltimore and he returns there, but it's going to be somewhere, and they're going to end up stealing Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and I totally understand what you're saying, especially when you put it in this context. About a year and a half ago or something like that, Deshaun Watson had 7,000 complaints against him. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, at least from what I was told, about 8 teams in the NFL were in line begging him, like a single person at NBA All-Star Weekend, just begging to get picked. And he sat there and used it as leverage to a total guaranteed deal. So if I'm Lamar Jackson and it's my turn, and every quarterback before me always took his turn to make things go higher, I want to go higher, especially when you can't talk about my character the way you could about the dude who set the market before me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the part. Like, I would rather have Lamar Jackson than Deshaun Watson.
Right. And so
I don't even think that's a take.
He knows that there are a bunch of people that publicly claim to feel the same way, that were probably standing in line begging to get picked by the other guy, even with all the problems that was going to come with it, even with the fact that you knew you didn't have to, he wasn't going to even suit up for a whole year. You mean to tell me, what do y'all think about me when that's my peer? We're about the same age. We played against each other in college. I'm an MVP. He ain't won no more playoff games than I have, right? So I'm sure he's looking in the mirror like, what's the problem here? Because what y'all say and what you do look like it's two different things in this situation.
Yeah, let's continue this conversation, talk a little bit more about it. Could there be a path for him to return to Baltimore, some ideal landing spots? I think he's far and away the best free agent available, and I think that was the case 2 weeks ago. I don't get it, don't understand it. We'll continue the conversation coming up next year on Locked On NFL.
All right, man, today's show is sponsored and brought to you by FanDuel. Man, I know y'all love you some FanDuel, because I do too. And around this time, when that tournament starts to heat up to the point where you're having these close games, it's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Make sure you pay attention to the news that FanDuel gives you before making your wager. It'll make a difference. FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at bigger payout with same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment worth more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Let's keep the Lamar Jackson conversation rolling. And I do want to throw you a curveball about Austin Eckler here coming up in a bit, Tony. But when it comes to Lamar and him not wanting to return to Baltimore, and that's the report, that the really interesting thing to me, do you think they can fix it? Is it as simple as finding a contract? Because to me, if the feelings are that, if he's that frustrated, I don't think there's any way he plays on this transition tag or this non-exclusive franchise tag, where it's $32 million. I don't think he's playing on that. Mm-hmm. And the Ravens are saying, go get an offer so we can decide if we want to match it or not. Well, no one's offering. So now Lamar's in a tough situation, but he doesn't want to go back to Baltimore. What do you think? Is there a path to him to return to the Ravens?
Yeah. And it's with the people who have a lot of say in how that organization is perceived. They have a rabid fan base. And that those fans identify with those players. And he is for Baltimore, not quite yet, but he was. It felt like he was for Baltimore what Allen Iverson was for Philadelphia. And what happens is when those fans and those players start ingratiating with each other, even with organizations that have as much respect from the fans as Baltimore, at some point, all he has to do is sit out and they lose some games. See, the problem is they've been winning a couple of games and they probably should have won the last one they played against y'all if the ball bounces a different way. So the thing is because Huntley has been able to be good enough that you even have folks on Twitter and all over the networks talking about, is he just as good as Lamar Jackson? It's crazy. So what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to lose some games, and then the fans are going to be like Charles Haley was when he was in Dallas and told Jerry to go sign him and give him his money. He's got somebody's got to throw a helmet or something, and the fans are going to boo them out of that stadium until they go and pay that man what he deserves.
And their offense stunk last year without Lamar. It stunk. It was awful. It was one of the worst offenses in the NFL. And it's not like you could say, oh, well, they're the Titans. They have Derrick Henry. They don't. J.K. Dobbins is fine. He's not Derrick Henry. It's not like Mark Andrews. He's a really good tight end. He's not the top tight end in the NFL. Mm-mm. He's not Travis Kelce. So you can't point to – you can't say, oh, well, at least they have this. But Mark Andrews is really good. He's a top three or four tight end in the league. That's your best skill guy. And outside of that, it's non-existent. And, you know, maybe they went and got Hollywood Brown for him because of the tie there and the friendship and all of those things. But you take a small speedster in the draft, in a draft that had A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, all of these guys. It's tough because they haven't gotten wide receiver right. And so if I'm Lamar, I get the frustration. I get wanting out. And this is when a GM that is – and honestly, maybe this is the case. Because I was going to say, maybe this is when an opportunistic GM is going to strike and land a franchise quarterback. Maybe there's a backdoor deal with the 49ers or with one of these teams that doesn't necessarily have the pick to give up now, but they could do it after the draft. You could still do it with the Dolphins. Right, it could still happen, even though they picked up Tua's fifth-year option. It's more complex. It's more complicated, but it could happen. I'm not saying that's the case. It's so weird to me that there's no interest in a guy like Lamar, especially you mentioned Deshaun Watson. What are the teams that were in on Watson? The Falcons. Perfect landing spot. Carolina. Miami. They moved mountains to take who? C.J. Stroud?
Right.
Anthony Richardson?
Yes.
Yeah, You taking Anthony Richardson over Lamar Jackson? Come on. It's not even close. And Richardson may end up being really good. It isn't even close. They're not even playing the same sport right now. They're not.
No. And see, I just think people forgot. I think people forgot, James, that, you know, sometimes when you don't see someone for, you know, a couple of games, you have a tendency to really, really do, you know, forget. And he hasn't climbed over the big hurdle in the playoffs. But I do recall him winning a playoff game a couple of years ago when everyone said they couldn't. They went and won a playoff game. So, and then they played really well, you know, the following week. The thing is whatever has been asked of Lamar Jackson, he's done it. I think there have been some bad narratives. I do think the messaging from Baltimore could have been a little bit better, knowing that organization. Sometimes I wonder why the messaging hasn't been better, considering how I know the organization, but let's just say Phil DeCosta just might not be as good as Ozzie Newsome when it comes to these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's the case. Let's. I want to get to Austin Ekeler in a second, but let's talk about destinations. Where would make sense? See, because to me, a lot of places make sense, and yet clearly, these teams are just keeping such a straight face at the poker table, which doesn't really matter. At this stage, I mean, you're going to have to make him an offer that the Ravens don't match anyways. Like, why not reveal your hand and go in on him? So what teams come to mind or team? It might just be one, and it only takes one. What team comes to mind
Atlanta.
As the best suitor for Lamar Jackson?
Atlanta. And you know what they have that he's never had? They got a bunch of receivers with catch radius.
Yeah. Big receivers. Big.
A bunch of big receivers with catch radius. And – the other thing is they spent free agency securing about 40% of their offensive line with the re-signing of McGarrity and Lindstrom.
Yeah, that it's interesting. I look at all these teams, and they're all he's an upgrade for a lot of them. He's an upgrade for a lot of them. The one to me that I think it's time, and I think it makes sense. You have an offensive mind in Shane Steichen. You have the fourth pick, which people are going to say, oh, that's too much. It's really not too much. You've given up, you know, all these picks for veterans over the past couple of years and signed veterans, and it's been one retread after another. I think the Indianapolis Colts, Lamar Jackson, it makes a lot of sense. And they have a good offensive line. They have Jonathan Taylor. They have some interesting pieces from a receiver standpoint. You got Pittman Jr. You have a guy in Alec Pierce, who I know well, who can run. He's a fast possession receiver. People are like, who the hell is Alec Pierce? Quality player.
He's a good player.
I think that's the spot. Show some creativity. Go in. And that's the type of owner. And you have a really smart GM, but that's the type of owner that's not going to flinch if it means, oh, can we become a Super Bowl contender?
No.
What quarterback at four is going to do that for you? The top three guys might be gone by the time you're picking. So I would go get him, Lamar Jackson. The other one, who else is bold like that? The New England Patriots and Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Those are the two where they don't care about the pushback. They don't care about all of the gossip and the crap. They'll say, hey, he makes us better, and he's a franchise guy. We're going to bring him in and build around him. Would it be weird in the winter? Maybe. The winter in Gillette, but the other part of being a physical defense and run game and all of those things is Lamar Jackson can work with that. And so those are the two landing spots to me where I could just see the GM and Bill Belichick and then obviously you know the GM and really the entire ownership group or owner in Jim Irsay in Indianapolis saying, let's go get Lamar.
And check this out. If you're talking about in New England, remember the guy that changed his offense for Deshaun Watson, Bill O'Brien. He's the OC.
That's a good point.
Yep.
That's a really good point. And I didn't even think about that. And there you go. And by the way, you have Mike Gesicki as a tight end now.
Catch radius. Yep.
And who knows who else you attract just by having Lamar. That's the other part of this. No one's wanting to catch passes from Mac Jones, besides the people that have to. Sorry, Mac. It's true. Lamar, he might attract the right people, especially if you have Bill Belichick as head coach. I want to run some Austin Eckler stuff by you real quick because he wants – a pay raise, and the running back market is extremely unique. So let's do that coming up next. But today's show is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. You've heard us talk about it. It's the mobile app that allows you to be the GM so you can make the call on Lamar Jackson. You can make the decision on who you want to coach your team. And you're literally talking about controlling every strategic aspect of your team and trying to build a dynasty. With Ultimate Football GM, you're responsible for hiring the right coaches and coordinators, navigating finances, negotiating player salaries, all of the ups and downs, injuries, and more of a football season. Ultimate Football GM is completely free, playable offline, so it's perfect for flights. You need to check it out. The best part is Locked On NFL listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in all caps. That's LOCKEDON. Locked On in all caps. All you have to do is go to the App Store or ultimate-gm.com to download today. Again, ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today.
All right. Third and final segment here. Locked On NFL on a Wednesday. James Rapine, Tony Wiggins. And we're talking about guys who want more money. Rightfully so in this situation. Go ahead, John.
Mm-hmm. Austin Eckler. Set to make $5.5-6 million this year for the Chargers. Says he wouldn't mind staying in Los Angeles. It's nothing against the franchise, but he wants to be paid. He's 27 years old. Obviously, he's a dual threat. We know how he is in the red zone. I mean, this dude can beat you on the ground. He can beat you through the air and has been such a dynamic threat. I get it. He's underpaid entering the final year of his contract. wants to find the right landing spot that is going to get him paid. We know the devaluation of running backs. They've been devalued. We know aging running backs, all of those things. And he's does have a lot of miles on him, even though he's 27. Let me ask you, Tony, do you think a team will trade for Austin Ekeler and give up, you know, money to not only assets, but give him the contract he's looking for?
No. And the reason why I think any team would be foolish to do that is because of all the things you just mentioned. And he's missed some games, not a whole lot, but he's missed. I know a couple of years ago he missed some games because I had him on a fantasy team. So that's the only reason I know. But he's one of those workout dudes in the NFL. He's one of those guys that they're really into the diet, they're really into their physical conditioning. And Derrick Henry's another one. And you always want to see guys that do that kind of stuff get rewarded, bro. But in this situation, I think the best thing for everybody involved is for the Chargers to understand that he does have some value and some worth, and give him some new cash, maybe $8 million in a bonus, and extend him out a year or whatever. But just give a guy who's 27 years old some new cash, and I think that'll do it for a running back.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to do it. Is he open to $8 million per?
And that he's going to get right now, right?
Yes. Because if not, it would be mighty, mighty interesting to add an Austin Ekeler, because we just did this Lamar Jackson game. There aren't many running backs that I would take over Austin Ekeler, especially in a pass first league. There are not many. I mean, there was Derrick Henry rumblings. I would take Austin Ekeler. That might be a take. Sorry. I feel like that. So really, outside of Christian McCaffrey, who am I missing?
I take Ekeler over the kid in Vegas.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs. Yeah.
I probably wouldn't take him over Saquon, who is Saquon's Ekeler plus 30 pounds, because they're kind of like the same guy. Okay, you take him.
I would, because he's been more durable. I know he's gotten a little nicked up, but he's been more durable.
I think at this point, I might still take Kamara, but I get you. I see your point. But
he's up there with
all of those guys that we're talking about. Oh, he's one of my favorites. With all of those guys that we're talking about, the one thing that is in common, with the exception of Derek, is they do everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. Austin Ekeler, I think, led them in receptions last year or 2 years ago. It's amazing how there's some guys, him, McCaffrey, like you mentioned, Alvin Kamara, Saquon, they're just that way. And that's the new age running back in the NFL. But the only thing is you can find a whole bunch of people that can do a lot of those things. And so teams don't value him. And that's why he's 27 years old and he's asking for money.
Yep. Yeah. It's Austin Ekeler and Lamar Jackson together would be a fun combo.
Never know. Maybe wouldn't have no draft picks for two years, but
hey, F them picks, Tony.
Yeah.
F them. That said, that's going to do it for today's show. For Tony Wiggins, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening to Locked On NFL. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, follow wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out 5 times a week right here on Locked On NFL.